NIC tables. Class 1 NICs may be calculated by one of two methods. Firstly, the exact percentage method, which is used mainly by computerized payrolls, or to calculate the NICs due on company directors. The alternative and most commonly used method is based on the tables supplied by HMRC. And the more common tables that you're likely to use are Table A, not contracted out standard rate contributions. Table B, not contracted out reduced rate contributions. Table C, not contracted out employer-only contributions. Table D, the contracted out company salary-related pension scheme for standard rate contributions. And Table E, contracted out company salary-related reduced rate contributions. Then Table F, contracted out company money purchase scheme standard rate contributions. And Table G, contracted out company money purchase scheme reduced rate contributions. Table letter or category X is an important one. It signifies that there's no contribution liability. And HMRC guidance states that it should be used as a default if there are no earnings at or above the lower earnings limit. This means that at the end of the year, if there's been no NICs deducted because the earnings weren't sufficient, Table X would be the default. Table letter X would therefore be correctly used for a pension payroll, for earnings to employees under the age of 16, and where earnings do not reach the lower earnings limit. Table X should also be used when employees are seconded from abroad and they're either exempt for perhaps the first 52 weeks in the UK or even for the longer duration of the assignment to the UK if they have a certificate of coverage from the country that they may have been seconded from. I'll talk about that a little later. In addition to the tables, CA 37 to CA 43, with the CA 38 booklet for Table A, which is the one that I use most and probably you would as well, the HMRC website also provides us with some National Insurance Calculator tools. These use the exact percentage method for calculations for both not contracted out and contracted out employees. There is also another calculator tool for reassessing the Class 1 NICs of company directors using the annual earnings basis.